O God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Now Christ, thou Son of Righteousness, let dawn our darkened spirits bless, the light of grace to us restore, while the day to earth returns once more. Thou who dost give the accepted time, give to a heart that mourns for crime, let those by mercy now be cured, whom loving kindness long endured. Spare not, we pray, to send us here some penance kindly but severe. So let thy gift of pardoning grace our grievous sinfulness efface. Soon will that day thy day appear, and all things with its brightness cheer. We will rejoice in it as we return thereby to grace and thee. Let all the world from shore to shore the gracious Trinity adore. Right soon thy loving pardon grant, that we our new-made song may chant. Amen. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens, and from your glorious throne dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. For she knows and understands all things, and will guide me discreetly in my affairs, and safeguard me by her glory. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. Ipse liberavit me de laque venantium.
Ipse liberavit me de laque venantium.
Et a verbo aspero
de laque venantium.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Ipse liberavit me de laque venantium.
The tax collector stood far away and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. He struck his breast and prayed, God have mercy on me, a sinner. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The tax collector stood far away, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven. He struck his breast and prayed, God have mercy on me, a sinner. To make us his new creation, Christ the Lord gave us the waters of rebirth and spread the table of his body and his word. Let us call upon him and say, Lord, renew us in your grace. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, clothe us with compassion, kindness, and humility. Make us want to be patient with everyone. Teach us to be true neighbors to all in trouble and distress, and so imitate you, the Good Samaritan. May the Blessed Virgin, your mother, pray for all those vowed to a life of virginity, that they may deepen their dedication to you and to the Church. Grant us the gift of your mercy, forgive our sins and remit their punishment. Lord, renew us in your grace.
Pater noster, qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Rejoicing in this annual celebration of our Lenten observance, we pray, O Lord, that with our hearts set on the Paschal mysteries, we may be gladdened by their full effects. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.